MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And this is North Shore Today for Monday, December 2, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Gloucester City Council to take up 3A again. New Peabody High School is in the works. Sunny upper 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:34 a.m. Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester City Council has scheduled a special meeting Tuesday to either rescind or reaffirm its October 1 decision approving MBTA Communities Act zoning after a group successfully gathered more than enough voters' signatures to call for a reconsideration. Tuesday's meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. in Kairos Auditorium at City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue, and on Zoom. The council could overturn its previous vote on the zoning, but a reaffirmation would send the measure to a citywide vote, either at the next regular city election or at a special election called for that purpose. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News, City of Peabody has made a significant first step in the design process of the new Peabody Veterans Memorial High School. Peabody was brought into the Massachusetts School Building Authority's funding program for new schools in December 2023, following 5 unsuccessful requests for a new high school since 2015 and a warning status over the building's facilities on the school's accreditation renewal. The current building was constructed in 1970. It currently has issues with its HVAC system and leaking roofs and has an overall out-of-date design and amenities that have forced some students to learn in modular classrooms not built for long-term use. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Amesbury, the average single-family homeowner in the city can expect to pay more in property taxes next year to the tune of an additional $472 after the City Council last Tuesday voted 8-1 to adopt a single tax rate for the new fiscal year. The vote means the city's property tax rate will be $15.30 per $1,000 of valuation in fiscal 2025, down from 15.64 per thousand this fiscal year. Even though the tax rate is lower, the increases are due to rising property values. Commercial property owners and three-family homeowners saw a slight dip in their bills due to those properties having the smallest change in average assessed value. And WFXT-TV is reporting that two people were injured after rolling over in a wooded area in Groveland on Friday morning. At approximately 8:48 a.m., Groveland Fire and Police Departments responded to the area of 7 Wood Street to reports of a motor vehicle accident, possibly trapping the individuals inside. Crews arrived to find a Chevy truck that had rolled over approximately 100 feet into the woods. Groveland Police Detective Danielle Burrill was able to get the driver out of the truck. Groveland Fire had to use hydraulic cutting tools to get the passenger out of the vehicle. Groveland Fire was able to provide mutual aid to the individuals and clear the scene. Both individuals were transported to Lawrence General Hospital for further evaluation. The high school winter sports teams conduct their first day of tryouts and practices today for basketball, hockey, and other winter sports. The Endicott College men's basketball team lost its home opener yesterday to Middlebury, 90-78. The Gulls are now 2-3 on the season and will open league play Wednesday night at Curry. Freshman A.J. Fort of Peabody chipped in with a career-high 22 points. Other local players contributing for the Gulls included Marcus Montanino of Gloucester, Jeff Hill of Lynn, and Parker McLean. Make that Parker McLaren of Newburyport. In pro sports, the Bruins beat the Canadiens 6-3 in the team's 100th anniversary of its first game. The Bruins host Detroit tomorrow night. Celtics lost to the Cavs last night 115-111. The Seas will host the Miami Heat tonight at the Garden. And, of course, the Patriots lost 25-24 to the Colts. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.